Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And back with me is Dr. Rupa Chari. She is actually my personal physician. I'm very healthy, thanks to Dr. Chari. I've spoken about that on the show before, and she's here to tell us all about microplastics. Before we dive in, Dr. Chari, just give a brief background, if you would, for our audience who may not have seen any of our previous videos together.
Absolutely, Peggy, and thank you. It's wonderful to be back. And this is such an important topic. And as Peggy was mentioning, my name is Dr. Chari, and I'm a medical doctor and practice integrative and functional medicine. And I focus on women's health, particularly women over the age of 45, to help them balance their hormones, lose weight, reverse the aging process, and be in their best health ever. Using the most advanced natural remedies and solutions.
And that's the key word is natural. So, friends, let me just put it out on the table right now. Dr. Chari and I met back in 2020 because we were of like minds. I think you can understand where I'm coming from. She did not participate in any of those, I call it the hogwash, any of those protocols. She did not require her patients to do so. In fact, she spoke out against that in terms of educating people in different webinars, and that's how we got to know each other. So this has been several years along the line, and you've helped me identify some food sensitivities and some lifestyle habits that have actually helped me thrive. And friends, I don't know that much about the microplastics. I'm hearing about it a lot. So I said, Dr. Chari, please come on the show, set the record straight. We'll talk about this from a natural approach. And then, friends, I want you to stay tuned because she has 17 tips on how to deal with that. So we're going to get to the tips very shortly, but let's get a little bit of background. And I had a couple of questions exactly like, what are microplastics and how do they get into our body anyway?
Yes, this is now becoming such an important topic, and more people are talking about it, but still more awareness needs to come across. So it's wonderful, Peggy, that you're doing the show on this very, very critical topic, actually. So microplastics, you can think of them as very small plastics, and that means they can be anywhere from a nanometer, which is like a billionth of a meter, all the way up to 5 millimeters. So it can be up to, let's say, the size of a sesame seed or a head of a eraser. So these are very tiny, and we're exposed to it everywhere. It's in the air we breathe, it's in the food we eat, it's in the water we drink, it's in our soil. We can't avoid it. None of us can avoid it. But there's many things that we can do to be proactive, but it's very important to know. And this is a little bit of a heavy topic because when we're understanding more and more of what these microplastics can do and why the awareness is so important, because it's everything in, as I mentioned, in our food, water, air, and everything that we come across, basically. But shockingly, recent studies have shown that it's definitely present in our blood, but it's also present in breast milk and in the placenta. And it's in all of the organs as well, our heart, our liver, our kidneys, and especially our brain. In fact, the brain accumulates the greatest amount of microplastics compared to any of the organs, maybe up to 7 to 30 times more than the other organs. And it's even been said that the average person has about 7 grams of plastic in their brain, 7 grams of plastic in their brain.
I think I might know a few people that have a bit more than that. Is that okay to say? None of my audience. But some of those out there making policies for our country, they may have a little bit more. It's not politically correct, but it is shocking to think about that and that nobody is really eating plastic. I know my dog Sandy likes to chew on plastic shoes and things, but I always try to keep that away. But nobody is intentionally ingesting this.
No.
So we're getting it in the air, in the food, and it's shocking to hear that it's passed through breast milk. I mean, that and it's in our brain.
Exactly. And they say that we're eating at least a credit card's worth of plastic every week.
Wow.
So this is very significant because It wasn't talked about much because a lot of people didn't know about it, and even the scientists, but now it's really being shown that we need to be aware. But I want everyone to know, I'm going to be speaking about some of the effects that we need to be aware of with the microplastics, but there's solutions as well.
Yeah, so what are those? Like, how would you know if you're being affected by that or environmental toxins in general?
So the symptoms, Peggy, can be oftentimes very subtle. And because we're exposed to so many toxics, microplastics, heavy metals, and the list seems to go on and on and on, sometimes it can be hard to differentiate. But it can show up as from anything, like let's say there's a lot of microplastics in the brain. It can then show up as brain fog, as fatigue. It can literally cause inflammation in our brain. It can lead to weight gain. It can lead to hormone imbalances. It can lead to imbalances in our gut bacteria. And also, the reason the microplastics are so damaging is, on one hand, they can lodge into our arteries and our tissues and our organs, but they also act like little sponges. And by that, I mean they can literally absorb pesticides, they can absorb heavy metals, and they can absorb what are called these endocrine disrupting chemicals known as xenoestrogens, which can really create havoc with our hormonal system. They absorb all of these terrible toxins on top of they themselves, the microplastics, being so toxic themselves. And because they're so small, being able to be lodged everywhere.
So that's like a double whamy.
Exactly, a huge double whammy, and that's what we need to be aware of.
I have a large part of my audience is comprised of women, and so I know they're concerned about this in terms of hormone balance. How does the microplastics, how do they impact that?
Yes, so because they're absorbing all of these heavy metals and pesticides and these toxic forms of estrogen known as xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens can either mimic our hormones like estrogen, or they can block them. So, especially when women are, as it is, going through the change of life with their cycles, with their periods, perimenopause and then menopause, where the periods stop, as it is, we're going through waves in our hormones. But this just throws everything into greater imbalance. And so, what happens is, women can have even greater hot flashes and night sweats and trouble sleeping at night and mood swings and weight gain, especially around the middle with the belly fat. All of these symptoms can be made much more amplified, much worse, and can be incredibly even more frustrating. So that's why it's important to really address what they are and how to clean them out of our bodies.
Yeah, because that brings me to a question is, can we just assume that we have that, or are there, I don't know if there are tests for that, or we have to consider that as one of the causes of these ills?
Yes, we can assume that pretty much everyone has, to some degree, microplastics in their blood and in their organs. And unfortunately, this is with all ages as well. And we can do things to minimize it, but we actually have to assume that we have it. And I do testing in my office to actually find out the degree of the toxins, and then so we can kind of track that as well. But it's important to know that if we just assume we have it, then we'll be proactive to do something about it.
Well, I am curious when you say that we have like about a credit card's worth of microplastics, that we're ingesting every week and they've found it in breast milk and so forth. Do they see it, or is this like a blood analysis, or how do they know? Is it the molecular composition of plastic that shows up that's out of range for our normal blood values, or do they see pieces of plastic? I mean, if they're so tiny. I'm
Yes.
curious how that.
Absolutely, Peggy. Well, it's too small to see it with our naked eyes, honestly. And so, but there's blood tests that we can do that can actually show, some of the chemicals that are coming off of these microplastics. And along with, it's very important to also detect the heavy metals that are present in our bodies as well. So we can track and see with different protocols how those numbers can come down. And that's what's very encouraging.
Okay, and Just for the record, we're not talking about PCR test.
No, not at
Okay. We know,
all.
everybody in my audience knows to stay away from those. All right. So, I always hear not to drink out of bottled water and certainly not to leave your plastic bottle of water. What I meant was, plastic bottles of water, and don't leave your plastic bottle of water in the sun or in a heated car or something, because that can also break down the plastic. So a lot of people, like I've got a glass of water, a lot of people know not to drink out of plastic bottles. But is that really a major source of the microplastics?
Yes, Peggy. Actually, drinking water from these plastic bottles is one of the worst offenders of these microplastics. And I'm going to give you a statistic here that says that research has shown that a single liter of plastic bottled water can contain over 240,000 plastic particles, most of which are nano or very tiny sized plastic particles. Over 240,000 plastic particles in 1 liter of plastic, bottled water. And, people drink that all the time. And just as you were saying, in the car, they're leaving them in the car. And with the heat on top of that, with the sun, all of that is being leached into the water. And so that's why, just as you were having your glass water, a cup there, I have this in my stainless steel container. So always, my
Love that.
friends, my God, they need to use glass just like you're doing, Peggy, or stainless steel. But please, please, please avoid these plastic water bottles, and because they're one of the worst offenders of all time.
Well, that is a simple step that everybody can take. I love the stainless steel, tumblers, and I will take that in my car, and actually keeps the water, nice. It doesn't get hot if it's sitting there. So, yeah, definitely reduce the plastics. I think a lot of people are becoming more and more aware of that. And it makes me think about you're drinking that, and we've spoken a lot on this show about the importance of your gut health, your immune functions and your brain function and basically energy production, if I recall correctly. That is all greatly impacted by the gut and your digestion. So I think you've said that your health begins in the gut. So what about microplastics and our digestive tract?
Yes, Peggy, this is another critical area that we need to discuss, is because your health in general is determined by the health of your gut. And the ancients knew this over 5,000 years ago. That's why they said that the first step towards getting a healthy body is having a healthy digestive system. And so now, with everything we're exposed to now, including microplastics, let alone the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, and et cetera, and all the different pathogens and bugs, this is a new list that we have added to our plate. And because these microplastics are very irritating to our tissues, they're not normal, they're not natural, our body doesn't recognize them as such, and they can even go into our immune cells and create havoc in our immune cells. And now our gut is where at least 75% of our immune system resides. That's where our immune system lives. It's our first line of defense from whatever we eat, whatever we drink. So whenever these microplastics, which are very small, very irritating to the lining of our gut and our organs in general, so they can literally create these little holes in our gut and create leaky gut all on their own. And then that will also cause then food that's not completely digested to go back into the bloodstream. It'll cause bugs in your digestive system to go into your bloodstream and create more havoc. It'll cause your immune system to become overactive. And then, so then microplastics can contribute definitely to autoimmune conditions, skin conditions, eczema, different allergies as well. And then definitely then the hormone disruption and creating, again, estrogen dominance, which is high levels of toxic forms of estrogen. And so then the liver has to work overtime, as do all the detox organs. They say, oh my gosh, something else we need to clear from our bodies here. And so food sensitivities, digestive problems, bloating, all of these different digestive symptoms can also be contributed to by these microplastics or caused by these microplastics on top of everything else.
You know, when you talk about the liver as one of our primary organs of detoxification, I always have this image of an overworked individual in the mail room, and like everything is, you know, just being dumped on him, and he's trying to figure out where to put it, you know, what system these nutrients or anti-nutrients, you know, where they need to go. So when I think about those microplastics, it's like another avalanche of, in this case, like inorganic material that really has no function in the body other than to disrupt these functions. So you spoke about the hormones and some of these symptoms that we might be experiencing and not being able to put a finger on. And I know there are people in my audience, women in particular, because you've been on our show before and you've been in our private webinar. And one of the common questions that come up is the stubborn weight that, you know, people are attempting to eat healthy, get a good night's sleep, they're active, and it seems like they can't shed the pounds. So, what can you tell us about this connection of the microplastics and weight gain?
Yes, and that's another, it causes a lot of frustration, Peggy,
Yeah.
because when our body is burdened by all of these toxins, this is what will happen. The body will hold on to fat as an attempt to try to dilute or at least protect our organs
Yes.
from the assault of all of these toxins and microplastics and heavy metals, etc. So that takes place. And then on top of that, because it's creating such imbalances in our hormones and high levels of toxic forms of estrogen, and then because our liver is being overburdened and is not able to so efficiently detoxify all of these toxins and the toxic forms of estrogen, so that leads to a buildup and that will slow our metabolism. And then on top of that, as our metabolism is slowing down, as the toxins are building up in our system, that creates a lot of havoc in our metabolism. And but the body's basically trying to slow down to protect ourselves in a sense, you know, by holding on to fat. And because also these microplastics and toxins in general will slow down our metabolism because the body's also trying to conserve energy. And trying to conserve that energy to then deal with everything that is it has to deal with, because as the inflammation levels increase, then insulin levels increase and other stress hormones like cortisol levels increase, and that causes an increase in belly fat, and that also causes a change and also increase in our blood sugar levels. So microplastics have even been linked to blood sugar imbalances and diabetes on top of everything else. So what happens then is with all of these hormone imbalances, the slowed metabolism, our detox pathways being overburdened and not able to detoxify as efficiently, all of these factors and more will then lead to weight gain on top of, as you were mentioning before, with our gut health, these microplastics cause the imbalance of the good and bad bacteria, and we get more of the bad bacteria. And that will then also cause hormone imbalances and slow down our metabolism, affect everything. And then that also will cause weight gain as well. When our good and bad bacteria are imbalanced, we will automatically gain weight on top of that.
Yeah, that all is making sense to me. And if you're talking about the gut and the digestion being interrupted, you may be eating and not even extracting the nutrients, you know, so your body is like, I still need these nutrients that are not getting through. And then the idea of hanging on to fat, thinking of the liver as the mail room again, it's like you're shipping something and you want to protect it. So you've got it in the bubble wrap. So speaking of plastics, so our body is trying to hold on to the fat as a barrier against some of these harmful elements. So it totally makes sense. So what we're going to talk about next is we want to hear about the remedies. But before we do that, I do want to let folks know that you are so generously offering a complimentary consultation. Let me just share my screen quickly here. Friends, this is what I did with Dr. Chari. You know, over the last few years, oh my gosh, I had that horrible nerve pain. from overwork and stress and just burning the candle at both ends. And even though Dr. Chari does specialize in helping women lose weight, feel better in a natural way, helping people get off the prescription medications, she actually helped my husband, Pastor David. He lost about, oh my gosh, I think 12 to 14 pounds, just eliminating foods that he was sensitive to that he didn't realize. So if you are interested in a consultation, this is free of charge. Please go to charicenter.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. This is not a sponsored video. This is information that I don't want to keep to myself because I benefited. And I'm grateful for Dr. Chari coming on the channel. She's so generous with her time and she's educating us here because she wants people to feel better. And she has stood up against the ridiculous protocols in California. She's licensed also to practice medicine in the state of Florida, but you can have a free consultation regardless of where you live via, the telemedicine. Did I get that correct, Dr. Chari?
Absolutely, Peggy. Absolutely.
So I want everybody to take advantage of that. And now I'd love to hear what are the solutions for dealing with this onslaught of the microplastics.
Definitely. So I want everyone to know there is hope. There absolutely is hope because there's so many things that we can do. And just wanted to also mention that with the microplastics, the other reason it's important to clear them from our body is because they can lodge into our arteries as well. So it has been linked to high blood pressure and heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and other conditions. So that's why it's very important to be proactive. And again, absolutely. Now we're going to share the solutions. Yes, so this is the most exciting part. So I wanted to mention, as I mentioned before, that our brain tends to collect the greatest amount of these microplastics compared to other organs in our body, like the liver, kidneys, etc. So I'm going to start there. So what a lot of people don't realize is our brain has its own lymphatic system. And what a lymphatic system is, it's our brains, you can consider it the immune system, as well as our body's way of clearing toxins and draining toxins from our body. And so it's very critical. You can think of it like a vacuum cleaner, just suck out all of these toxins. So our brain has its own drainage system. And the key is to activate your brain's drainage system to clear out these microplastics. What is needed is deep, restful sleep. Yes, so deep, restful sleep will actually activate your brain's drainage system to clear these microplastics from the body. And I know getting good quality sleep can always be a little bit tricky, but it's something that I think we all need to be aware of with our sleep hygiene in terms of, maybe an hour before you go to bed, avoid using the computer, watching TV, maybe just play nice, relaxing music, have softer lighting. Just make a kind of a schedule for yourself to unwind at least an hour before bed. And then when you're going to bed, keep your cell phones away or airplane mode or keep them ideally in another room,
Right.
right?
That's tough for people. I'm shocked that I've seen people that actually sleep with their phone, and I've seen contraptions like they were being promoted as something really beneficial, like, oh, here's a little sleeve for your cell phone, like right over your mattress. So friends, don't do that. Leave your cell phone outside of your bedroom and, behind the closed doors and all of that. That's an easy step that we can take to get that good night's sleep. And I do want to say that we've spoken about sleep. So I want you to watch some of the other programs that I've done with Dr. Chari. And Dr. Chari, we're going to have you back on. We're going to talk about seed oils, but I think we need to do a whole nother dedicated show just on sleep. So many people are struggling with that. And we've got the radiation, as you're mentioning. And so we'll do a deep dive, friends, on that. But just know that sleep clears the lymphatic of the brain. I never knew that. That's going to help me get to bed earlier tonight.
Absolutely. It was inspiring to me too.
I love it.
So that's very important. And then the second step that we can do, anyone can do, is intermittent fasting. And the time that you actually do your fasting will vary person to person. That's another topic altogether. But The importance of intermittent fasting is what's called autophagy, which is basically where the cells clear all their waste and they actually recycle their old parts and use them to help regenerate and repair cells. So that's another way of your cells actually clearing toxins in that can be done just by intermittent fasting from, the time you eat dinner to the time you wake up in the morning. Again, the time period of that will vary person to person, but just know that will also help your body clear these toxins, as well as, of course, hydration. Drinking pure, water as much as possible.
Out of
Perfect.
glass.
The glass, exactly. That's perfect. That's very important. And then purified water, seeing that you can get a filter that does clear microplastics, and you can look for them online. But that's very important because nowadays we need to do this. So, very important to do that. And then eating foods with a lot of sulfur, meaning garlic, onions, and cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, broccoli, arugula, Brussels sprouts, though well cooked. So, well cooked is very important. A lot of
Okay.
people eat them raw, but that's not so good for the thyroid.
Yeah, and I know that's really tough for some people on the digestion in terms of breaking the food down and eliminating it. And it's so interesting about the garlic because I was just reading about how that also kills parasites. So again, keeping the digestion healthy and everything running smoothly. Oh, so far, these are things that I can do. I mean, there's nothing difficult
Perfect.
there. Intermittent fasting, we'll have to talk about that also on another show, but I normally eat around 11. So I'm extending my fast a little bit. Depending on my work day, sometimes I can eat a little late in the day, but I feel better. And I know a lot of my audience has said the same, that they eat a little bit later in the morning. So good to know it's good for us.
Absolutely. Now, that's very important, actually. And that's great that you're doing that. I know you're always ahead of the curve, though. Peggy, you always are.
Thanks to
So,
you.
so wonderful. And so, again, that water filter is very important. And oh, this was a big one, is please, everyone, as much as possible, try to use a wooden cutting board and not a plastic one. Because when you're chopping the food on that plastic cutting board, the pieces of plastic are actually going into the food. This has been proven now.
That's
So
right.
it's like we're going back, but we need to go back and use our wooden cutting boards again. They're safe and you don't have to worry about this issue whatsoever.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. You're chopping the plastic right into your food.
Exactly. So old is gold sometimes,
Yes,
right?
I like that. I like that.
And then, now this was something else, and I've never used these, but please avoid using dishwasher pods. And that's where people, are putting these little plastic things in the dishwasher, which are not, really biodegradable. And then it's leaching plastic everywhere, is what they're finding. So just get, a nice container of biodegradable dishwashing solution. And use that in your dishwasher. And please avoid these dishwashing pods. Very
You
important.
know, you are so right, Dr. Chari. We've noticed that these detergents are becoming more and more caustic. In fact, here's another glass that you can see there's a little gold rim. Hopefully it's not toxic. But the reason I'm showing this to you is that our dishwasher is peeling it away. Now, I've had glasses like this for well over 5, 7, maybe 10 years, and it never came off. And recently, it's so caustic. So I was going to do an experiment. And everybody listening, let me know if you've done this. I was going to run the dishwasher with no detergent. I think that it's so hot and it sterilizes the dishes. I love to wash dishes by hand as well, but sometimes you just need to get that good sterilization. I bet my dishes will get clean without any detergent. I'm going to try an experiment and see.
Wow, that's a great idea, Peggy. And yeah, absolutely.
I'll report back. Let you know how it goes.
I'll be excited to know. And
Yes.
I can share with your viewers as well. There's a company called Miracle 2. And if you get the soap, that's not the moisturizing soap, but the plain soap, you can use that in your dishwasher as well, and it's completely biodegradable
Perfect.
and
I
has
will
a lot
try
of healing
that.
benefits.
The number two, miracle two?
Yeah, miracle
Miracle
and
two.
number
Okay.
two.
I
Yes.
totally am going to check that out as well.
Okay,
Great.
terrific. And then coffee filters. So for anyone who drinks coffee, believe it or not, those filters have a lot of plastic, but you can actually buy coffee filters that are more certified biodegradable. You know, these small steps really they add up. They really can enhance your health. So making these small steps. And this is another big one, Peggy, is sea salt. So unfortunately, because our oceans are so laden now with and full of all of these plastics, so that's coming into our sea salt. So what they're recommending is using the sea salt from an ancient seabed and not from the ocean. That's really
Oh,
important. And so people can look that up as well. So again, from
very
an ancient
interesting.
seabed.
Okay.
And that will be very protective. And
Yeah.
then another thing is, and I know this is going to seem like a lot, but tea bags. So tea bags also have plastics. And again, it's not a perfect world. It's not something you have to do every single time, but you may want to consider, you know, getting by just loose tea and making it the old-fashioned way, just with the loose tea leaves instead,
Right.
just in case. And then, as we were mentioning before, you know, glass or stainless steel water bottles, very, very important. Cannot emphasize that enough. And the other thing is canned foods and canned beverages in general. So the reason is, well, on one hand, you know, they have the heavy metals in aluminum and things like that. But on the other hand, they're also lined with plastic. And so that's being leached into the food. So it's not that you can't ever eat canned foods or things of that nature, but you know, minimize it as much as possible. And with the canned beverages, you know, especially with the carbonated ones, with that carbonation, what's happening is they're leaching the aluminum into the drink, and on top of that, the plastic, which is lining it as well. So for those reasons, you know, avoid the canned as much as possible. And then cook with stainless steel as much as possible and avoid, you know, definitely the Teflon.
Right,
That
right,
is
right.
very, very important. And this is another big one because I know everyone's short on time, but please avoid using microwaves as much as possible. And if you do, do not put any plastic into that microwave. Heat and plastic is the worst combination you can think of. And so I know it takes a little bit extra time, but I promise you that time to heat that food up in your stainless steel pan is well, well worth it. That extra few minutes. And that's why they call it nuking the food, right? On top
Yeah.
of it. But it's and so that's why when people are buying prepackaged plastic foods, as it is, putting that plastic food in the microwave and then heating that up, it's a disastrous combination on all fronts in terms of nutrition, in terms of they're now showing that it can weaken the immune system eating microwave foods, and then on top of that, with the heat and the plastic.
Yeah, I would say that to me, like that's the number one. And I don't even have a microwave oven. I never used it. I never liked it. Even health issues aside, like the food doesn't taste right. It's hot, it's cold, it's scalding. I instinctively, I had an aversion to it. And in our last two places where we've lived, we took the microwave oven out. We don't even have one. We used it to store cat food, and then we realized we could use that for a pantry or something. So that's an easy one, friends. Just eliminate that because, like Dr. Chari says, it's a double whammy. No nutrition, you're heating the plastic, and it does not sound very appealing anyway. So, what
No.
else is that our last, what else have you got for us? Is
Yes, a couple more.
okay.
Is that to use glass containers to store your food instead of plastic? You know, buy them from Amazon and use them regularly. In fact, if you get something that's in plastic, then you can put it, you know, in the glass container. It's well worth it and will minimize your exposure to these microplastics. And the other thing, again, is now this may be getting into seem nitty-gritty, but even dental floss, believe it or not, you can buy dental floss that doesn't have the plastic because that can make a, small differences can lead to big changes also. And staying hydrated, as we mentioned before. And the other thing is wearing natural fibers, clothing-wise, because they said if you're wearing polyester, nylon, or acrylic, you're basically wearing plastic. So wear, as much natural fibers as you can.
I love that. I remember when you came on the webinar and we were talking about clothing. I mean, this actually is 100% cotton and this is silk. And it just feels good to wear it. The plastic polyester doesn't breathe, you sweat, it smells, all of that. So if you can, friends, make these simple changes. And you are speaking directly to my audience, Dr. Chari, because I did a whole series about natural dental care and some of the disasters that people experienced at the dentist. And my savvy, sophisticated, healthy Americans mentioned the dental floss. And as a matter of fact, I hope everybody stays tuned because at the end of the week, I'm going to unbox. I've never done an unboxing video. I'm doing an unboxing of everything I ordered for natural tooth care. And I want everybody to see what I ordered from one of these websites. And so the thing about the dental floss, that is very valid. And I know my audience appreciates that. So, friends that are listening, isn't this incredible? I've learned so much. It's on the one hand concerning, and on the other hand comforting because we know what we can do about it. And I think being empowered with these tips is so very important. And I want to thank you for that, Dr. Chari. Before I give you the last word, I want everybody to jot down charicenter.com, and that's where you can get information about Dr. Chari. She is offering a complimentary 15-minute consultation. Those do book out quickly. So if you're interested, maybe you're having difficulty sleeping, whatever's going on in your life, anxiety, food sensitivities, weight gain, any of these things, Dr. Chari would be happy to, in 15 minutes, what she can do, go over that with you and at least get you started in, direction toward better health. So what did we covered a lot, Dr. Shari. Anything you'd like to add as we wrap up?
I just want everyone to feel encouraged that despite everything that our bodies are being exposed to, that there is so much that we can do, and our bodies are designed to heal. They're designed to remove from themselves what is not supposed to belong there and to do it with ease and grace. And we can support our bodies. It's very important to support our bodies as much as possible and to be proactive. And I know your viewers are, Peggy. They're so advanced. They're so well aware of everything that's taking place, which is so beautiful. And I just love being here and sharing this information. And also, as Peggy was saying, I would be happy to speak with you because there is a lot that we can do to really cleanse our bodies with very advanced natural remedies that can effortlessly pull these toxins out of our body, which I customize for each person. And that can remove that so we can lead the life that we're meant to lead, which is basically in health and happiness and prosperity.
I
And
love that, Dr. Chari. Well, you're always so upbeat and positive. And of course, our emotions have a great impact on our health. And as you say, to feel empowered, our body wants to be well. It's seeking health and wellness. And we can support rather than, put stumbling blocks. So these tips that you gave us, I mean, they're free, basically. It's not like we're spending money. These are doable, simple changes, and even incorporating just a few will make a world of difference. I also love how you said that you customize your recommendations for each individual. I mean, consider what, mainstream medicine was doing, one size fits all, harming people in the process. So, friends, if you just joined us or came onto the show late, Dr. Chari is a medical doctor. She specializes in functional, natural medicine, helping people get off of that mainstream medical merry-go-round of drugs and so forth, and has been on board in terms of rejecting all of those harmful protocols that were sloshed all over us in the early days. So she stood up, educated people, and brought sound solutions and remedies. And that's what she's sharing with us here so generously. And friends, I want you to know that our next get together will be, in the coming days. And we're going to talk about seed oils because that's on everybody's mind as well. And the name of this channel is The Healthy American. And I want to encourage you to live healthy, to live fully and freely, whether that's learning about your rights and the laws that should protect your rights, about speaking out against the public serpents, or about taking care of your own body temple. In my opinion, and I know you share this, Dr. Chari, and I've said it a million times, I counted, it might be a million and one. The most empowering thing we can do is to take care of ourselves. That is where our power lies. I personally can't stop the spraying in the air, the wars overseas, the other things that are going on, but I can take care of myself and be empowered to handle whatever comes up. So thank you so much, Dr. Chari. Friends, I'm going to have a write-up of these 17 ways to deal with microplastics that will be in my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. So please go ahead and subscribe there. It's absolutely free. And I'll look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast. Thank you again, Dr. Chari.
Thank you, Peggy.